Today's cure of the leper by Jesus does represent Jesus' sort of unique way of doing miracles. You know, we see all kinds of differences between Jesus' way and previous prophets. And certainly, Jesus is not like a so-called Hellenistic magic worker. The Hellenists did not have miracle workers. They basically had people who cast spells, did magic, things of that nature. And Jesus, of course, doesn't cotton to any of that, you know, taking potions, you know, doing all kinds of words and so forth and so on, which, of course, represent a large scale of, frankly, fakery and, you know, not much to be said for it. With respect to previous prophets, Jesus again separates himself off from the prophets in many different ways. The first way, which we've talked about before, is that Jesus never prays to God, you know, that, you know, somebody will be healed, except in the story of Lazarus, which has a very special meaning for the crowds. But the rest of the time, Jesus is doing miracles by his own power through his own authority. Jesus has the divine power to raise the dead in himself. He's not an intercessor of God's power. He has God's power within himself. He has the power to expel demons in himself, not asking to be an intercessor of God's power. God's power is within him. He has the power to heal within himself. Now, of course, we see in the case of the healings that Jesus is asking for the participation, like this leper, the participation in the miracle through their faith, that they have to believe, that they have to trust that Jesus would do it, that Jesus wants to do it, that, of course, he has the power to do it within himself. So this idea of, you know, having faith in him, this trust in him, this trust in his name is very important for Jesus. Not that he couldn't perform the miracle without it. He just won't perform the miracle without that faith, without that trust. He wants people then to beforehand know that he somehow is special, that he somehow is the designate of God, not just because of his miraculous power, but because he has the word of God, the word of truth, the word of love, which speaks for itself as having the authority of God. He wants the petitioner to know that he is a delegate of God. No, that he has the power of God dwelling within him. If they believe that, then Jesus will work the miracle because, of course, the person involved is, of course, looking, as it were, at God's representative and is hearing God's word through him, not just getting a cure to his disease. So we see the second essential difference. The third essential difference is that the miracles of Jesus, in some sense, are going to have, you know, not so much a pointing to Jesus as the way, as the miracle worker, but pointing to Jesus as the one who is bringing the kingdom of God in his person. So the miracles for Jesus are not pointing to Jesus, stop, he's a great miracle worker. It's got to point to Jesus working the miracles, has the power of God, and therefore has the authority to bring the kingdom of God into the world. And in having that authority and making the kingdom of God manifest in the world, the kingdom of God is breaking into the world through this miracle and through the co-participative faith of the person who recognized that Jesus has the authority to bring the kingdom with him. This is what Jesus is really doing in these miracles. And of course, when he does it, he is shattering the power of the enemy. He's shattering the power of darkness and the devil and replacing it completely with the power of God, so long as we continue to place our trust in him. Amen.